They say when you become a parent, you go through a lot of different changes. And you're speculating at one already for me, Whitney.
I sure am.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY. In the feed, it's talked about a recall. What was this for? Children's ibuprofen?
Yes.
And it's interesting because usually these recalls, I kind of scoff at them.
Yeah, you always say I'm fear-mongering.
Yeah, you're fear-mongering because...
blah, 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 blah.
Because when you break it down, the odds that you get some of the tainted product are pretty slim.
You know what I always say, Corey? Why not me?
Right.
And why not me?
And that's been the opposite for my attitude.
How you are, right.
Right, because again, like, for you, you can see that a story about something happening in the world that's maybe happened one time.
Yeah.
And you immediately are on guard for that happening to you.
Well, like, for instance, with the romaine lettuce recall.
Sure.
Yeah, not going to have romaine lettuce until that is cleared up.
Yeah.
Whereas you would go out and get a romaine lettuce salad, probably.
Like, yeah, no, give me all the romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
If you're throwing it out, just bring it to me.
Exactly. That's you. That's your. But I firmly believe that when you have your baby, which... you know, is on the way.
Mm-hmm. In the oven. Currently baking.
You are going to change. And I think that you're going to go from Mr. Blase, Mr. I don't care, whatever will be, all of a sudden, you're going to come in here and you're going to be stressed out because, oh, the baby coughed twice overnight.
Right.
It's pneumonia. It's bronchitis.
Even with this recall that we were talking about in the feed, I was kind of like... I felt it.
Yeah, it's infant liquid ibuprofen, so that would hit home with you.
Because when you have a child on the way,
yeah.
I don't know if you're like me, but you run through all these different scenarios in your head.
Oh, I'm sure.
A billion different things.
Yep.
And that is one of them, that when I saw that, I was like, well, what if that was my kid? What if they got sick?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems like that's going to be the case for me.
Yeah.
But I wanted to grab some calls on this. 222-9800. Jim from Canandaigua was Team PXY. Always some wisdom to share. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, don't be one of those parents. You'll know when they're really sick.
Okay.
How will you know?
Because you'll just know. They won't be acting normal. They're going to get a cold. They're going to get a runny nose.
Sure.
They're going to get a slight fever. Like, when they have a heart fever, when they have a really bad cough, when they're wheezing, then you take them there and stuff. But the slight little things, I don't know, because I guess I had a lot of nephews and stuff and nieces. And then when I had my kids, I knew... I never wanted him to be sick, but you just know.
Sure,
you'll know.
Is there a learning curve, though? Because I feel like that's just not something we have, like, innately. Like,
nope.
that's learned, right?
In the beginning, they'll get sick, and you'll take them to the doctor, and the doctor will say, that's the right move to do, but they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're fine. Everything's good. But then you'll just know. You'll just see it. And trust me, they get sick. And there's nothing that doctors can do sometimes, and they just got a bad cough and a
sure.
bad cold. And
yeah,
they look miserable, and there's nothing you can do. But you'll just learn.
Yeah,
fevers are the big things.
Fevers, yeah,
because that's for sure. Because right, because when they're really little, they obviously can't communicate with you and tell you what's wrong.
Right.
What I'm seeing too, Jim, a lot on the text line, to kind of circle back again to this idea of first child panic. A lot of people texting in who said that with their first kid they were very like that, but then they had the second one and it was they're fine.
Yep.
Hey, Jim, always appreciate your time, sir.
Okay, guys. See ya.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
Laura from Irondequoit, what's going on?
Hey, so about the baby thing, being like scared of everything when you have a child.
Yeah, people are texting and saying something along the lines of, this is a case of first child panic.
Yes. So I have a 2-year-old.
Okay.
And before I had my daughter, I wasn't scared of anything. I was kind of like, nothing scares me. I can conquer anything.
Sure, yeah.
And as soon as I had my daughter, I am petrified of every single little thing that could possibly happen.
Okay, I've got a theory on this, for the reason why, at least for me, and let me know what you think, if you agree.
Yeah.
I believe it's because I'm going to value that child a lot more than I value myself.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. Well, you should value yourself, too.
But I'm going to put that child... Like, that's the whole thing of being a parent, right? Is you put your child in front of yourself. And,
well, right.
you know, you want to do everything for them that you can. For me, I can roll the dice.
Not anymore, because you're going to want to be around for that kid.
Yeah, that's
so. This trickles into you. You're going to have to take care of yourself too.
Yeah, I'm going to be okay with the romaine lettuce recalls for a while still. But but this is totally normal.
It's totally normal. Totally normal. And like the other weird thing that my friend told me, when you have your child, you're going to love your child more than you love your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I was like, never. That's never going to happen. That's weird. And it totally
happened. That's what I was saying. Doesn't that make you mad, by the way?
It's a different kind of love.
Doesn't that make you mad when your friends who had kids before you, like, give you those kind of lectures? It's all the umbrella of, when you have kids, you'll understand.
Yeah.
And, like, when you're single or when you don't have kids, like, that makes you so angry. But it's already beginning to be true, and it's making me hate them more.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Hey, thanks for checking in this morning.
Good luck.
A lot of people jumping in on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. What do we got, Whit?
It says, don't worry. If you have a second one, you're a lot less worried about this stuff.
Sure, yeah. Again, a lot of that on there.
Another, my girlfriend is basically dying being sick right now and refuses to go to the doctor. Ooh. But as soon as our son gets a sniffle, it's off to the doctor.
Yeah, again, I think it stems back to my theory of you value that child more than yourself.
This one's funny. That's the thing. With me, my leg can be falling off and I won't go to the hospital. However, if my two girls have a nasty cough, I take them to urgent care right away. So that sounds like it's the general consensus. Mm-hmm. One more here. You do with your first kid. Every cough, you head to the doctor. By the second, you're suddenly an in-home nurse and know how to fix everything yourself. I know that's how my mom is. It's like, I don't know that she was ever like a hypochondriac with me, but it was like once my brother was born, she could do, you know, DIY anything.
Right.
You know,
anything. You were the guinea pig, or as PETA likes us to say, the test tube.
Oh, God. I certainly was the test tube.
It makes me wonder because, you know, we've been speculating about how I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Since I do have a child on the way. But, I mean, you've expressed interest in kids, and that's somewhere down the line
for you,
right?
Yeah.
What are you going to be like? Is it going to accelerate?
Wait, wouldn't it be crazy if it was like the reverse for me? Because I've been a hypochondriac my whole life. And then if it was like it just went into remission and it was gone.
And you're just like, nah.
And I was just like,
we're fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Heart palpitations.
You've been to the doctor so much. You probably do know more than I do.
I do know so much, Corey. I'm basically a doctor. Who needs a degree?
It's going to give birth.
Who needs a medical license?
You're going to help give yourself birth.
Yeah, exactly.